صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى. ما بعد، نعم، we are still with the درس of السيرة النبوية. And we were in the last time talking about some of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from these, as Ibn as al-Jama'ili said, وَدَخَلَ حَائِطًا آخَرَ فِيهِ فَحْلَانِ مِنَ الْإِبْلِ وَقَدْ عَجَزَ صَاحِبُهُمَا عَنْ أَخْذِهِمَا فَلَمَّا رَآهُ أَحَدُهُمَا جاءه حتى برك بين يديه فخطمه ودفعه إلى صاحبه فلما رآه الآخر فعل مثل ذلك. It says here that one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to in a garden of the gardens in Medina, of one of the gardens in Medina. And when he entered the garden, he found two male camels, adult male camels, were kneeled down, and the owner of them is trying to make them up, but they were not obeying him. So when the Prophet ﷺ came in and one of the camels, one of the two camels saw him, the camel stood up and moved towards the Prophet ﷺ until he came by him and kneeled down by the Prophet ﷺ. At that time the Prophet ﷺ wide over his head and pushed him to the owner of it. So it went to the owner like a very, very simple, yani, obedient animal. Very friendly. Not as yani, it showed before. And when the other camel saw that, it did the same thing as the other camel did. It came to the Prophet ﷺ and kneeled down by him, and the Prophet ﷺ wiped over its head and pushed it to the owner of it, and it moved very friendly, very easily. That was one of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another miracle, as Imam Jama'ili says, that in one day he was in trouble. And one day he saw a Salam rebel, and he was laying, resting by somewhere. When he awoke, he saw a tree came, moved itself from one position, one place to another, to where he was. And when he saw Salam awake, the tree spoke and said to him that it is, as the Prophet Salam said, it is a tree that asked permission of Allah, of its Lord, to come and give salam to me. Allah Ta'ala permitted it to come, so it came and then it returned back. That had happened in one of his journeys, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other journey, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, needed to urinate, but he never used to do that in open air, and he was in the trouble in desert, so he needed something to shelter him. So he saw two trees a little bit far away, and he called them to come, for they came and they stood close to each other and gave a shelter to Rasulullah ﷺ for him to pass urine without being seen by others. And when he finished, he commanded them to go back to where they were. These are from the miracles of Rasulullah ﷺ. Maybe some people would find that so strange, but this is not strange. This is not strange to all the prophets and messengers. Miracles happened, miracles occurred. We know the ship of Noah alayhi salam. We know the fire that Ibrahim alayhi salam in and he came out walking. We know the well of Jonas when the well swallowed Jonas alayhi salam. And later on, the well which never comes to the coast, it came to the coast and thrown Jonas out. And then Allah Ta'ala commanded a tree of Yaqtin to shade him, to give him a shelter. So all these things, dear brothers and sisters, used. These are things that Allah Ta'ala supported His messengers and prophets with. You know. Now. And from the miracles that Allah Ta'ala gave to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is when a man of a desert came to him, as we call him Arabi, he came to him and asked him, "O Messenger of Allah, can you give me any proof that you are a messenger?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said yes, and he commanded one tree to come. So it cut all the roots of it and came standing before the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam commanded it to go back to where it was, and it returned back. And one day he wanted to slaughter six female camels. And guess what, subhanAllah, they were competing who to be slaughtered first. Every one of these camels was pushing itself to be slaughtered by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam first, because they were They knew that they are going to be slaughtered, but they were afraid that some of them be slaughtered by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will ask someone else to continue. So every one of them wanted to be the one that the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the one going to slaughter them. And one day, there was a goat, a female goat, that has no milk in the breast, and it was for some family, poor family. And he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just wiped over the breast when it gave milk. To limit that they milked it, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam drank from that, Abu Bakr and everyone else, and then he gave the milk back to the owner of it, which was Ummu Ma'bad al-Khuza'iyya radiallahu anha. and it happened another time also. And in one day, Qatada ibn Nu'man al-Dhafari had his eye came off, and it was in his hand. So he came to the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ repositioned it back. Qatada said that I never ever had any problem with that eye since then. And in one day, the Prophet ﷺ had sore in his eye. Sore in his eye. His eye became inflamed. So the Prophet ﷺ spit on his eyes, and then just at that moment he radiallahu ta'ala anhu became well, and his eyes turned like if they were not affected or having any sore. And never it suffered of any illnesses after that time. And in one day, the foot or leg of Abdullah ibn Atik al-Ansari was injured, and then he saw Salam just wiped over it and became like if there is no injury ever occurred to it. And from the miracles of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that in one day when he was in Mecca, he said to Ubay ibn Khalaf al-Jumahi, I am going to kill you one day. So on the day of Uhud, Ubay ibn Khalaf al-Jumahi took his spear and he rode his horse and came towards the Muslims saying, لا نجوت إن نجا محمدا. Shall I not be survived if Muhammad is survived? So when the Prophet ﷺ saw him, at that time the companions said to the Prophet ﷺ, permit one of us to go and kill him. Isa ﷺ said, no, leave this man for me. As Isa ﷺ told him that in Mecca. And he got a spear of one of the Sahaba and he shaked it very strongly, so the Sahaba was scattered around him, and he came to Ubay and just hit him by the neck with a hit that injured him but did not kill him. So he returned back to the Kuffar saying, Muhammad has killed me, they all laughed and said, what are you saying, it's a minor injury. He said, no, you don't know. This man has told me in Mecca that he's going to kill me. By Allah, if this man Muhammad just spit on my face, I would have been killed. So they treated him, but no way. It's as he understood. It's the promise of prophets. They could not reach Mecca except that Ubay ibn Khalaf died by that head. And Sa'd ibn Mu'adh from the Ansar told Umayyah ibn Khalaf, who is his brother in by breastfeeding, he said to him, I heard Muhammad I'm saying that he's going to kill you. And that's what happened in the Battle of Badr. He was killed. And in the Battle of Badr, just before the Kuffar pushed to the area of Badr, He saw Salam stood with the Sahaba telling them, this is the place where Abu Jahl is going to be killed. This is the place where so-and-so is going to be killed. This is the place where so-and-so is going to be killed. And guess what? After the battle is finished, the Sahaba came to those places and found everyone that Rasulullah ﷺ named is in the place where he ﷺ mentioned earlier. And here, inshallah, we stop to continue next Sunday with the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. والله تعالى أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. And by the way, أخوان, like this guy Mike who wrote here Muhammad and then he bought a draw of a shoe. This is very silly. We should not respond to like this childish things. We believe that we have to respect all prophets and messengers. We got this, those people who say that they are followers of one of them, while they are not, as we all know, that they are not. The Christians of today, they are not followers of Jesus. They don't respect Jesus. They don't respect Jesus. How come they follow him? And the Jew who claim that they are followers of Musa alayhi salam, Moses, they are not followers of Moses alayhi salam. They don't respect Moses alayhi salam. And look to what yani they all do today. The Christians are worshipping the cross. And I'm really wondering why they worship the cross. Why they love the cross. Now, if you guys have one of your most beloved friend or family member or like killed by enemy, let's say by a gun, whenever you see this gun, you kiss it and respect it because your child is killed with it, and you smell it and you love it and you perfume it because your son was killed by it. Or what do you do to that? You break it, you damage it, you throw it away, you don't want to see it because it reminds you of the way your son is killed or your most beloved friend or one. And I'm wondering how these people think. I don't know how. They say that we don't believe that. We don't. The Jew gave them this lie and they believed it. We don't believe that Jesus, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is one of the prophets that we have to love. We have to love. We love him. Wallah, we love him more than our families. We love Isa alayhi salam more than I love Isa alayhi salam more than my mother, more than my father, more than my children, because he's a prophet of Allah. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to allow me to meet with him in the day of resurrection and in the Jannah. Because we are the real lovers of these prophets. We love them. We respect them. Every time we say peace be upon them, peace and blessings upon them. Every time they are mentioned. But look at the Jew. Have you ever heard the Jew when they mention Moses alayhi salam, Musa, or Solomon alayhi salam, they say sallallahu alayhi salam, peace be upon him? They never say that. But we Muslims, we do that, and we believe that we are rewarded for respecting these prophets, even their followers doing what they're doing from the silly things. This shows that they are very poor of knowledge. Of these prophets. They don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. So we, the Muslims, have to respect these prophets and messengers. And we love them so much. That is above. And I love Jesus even more than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Umar ibn Khattab, even more than the whole number of the Sahaba, because his prophet, his messenger, his prophet and messenger. So the advice is just ignore like these childish things. So, we have to ignore these things. We have to be upon our real religion. We have to respect our religion. We do not do like them, childish. No, if they mock or curse our prophet, we do not respond the same way. No, ya ikhwan, no. No. We do not go down to the level of the rubbish. And you all know that lions are lions and mice are mice. Mice never can be lions. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala jami' al-anbiya'i wa rusul. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And please, you are hereby requested to attend in the evening class, which is in towards understanding Islam, inshallah ta'ala. And very soon we are going to, inshallah, I'm going to have another nickname, which is N for All 2. Now we have one. And I have already two, but I need to activate it. So we'll have two rooms at a time in all the classes, open at the same time, and you're going to have the lecture broadcasted in both rooms. Ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sadiq, you are raising your hand. Do you have anything to say? Okay, Sadiq, go ahead. Post, please. No problem, go ahead. Let's say, alright, I didn't see the question. Question is, I know some people, Muslims, who have kept some white clothes in a box and placed the box above the entrance to their house. Also, they have kept things like horns under the soil in different parts of their compound. And all of this was from the advice of people they trust to be pious and to have knowledge of the religion. How do you advise, or how do I advise these Muslims, especially considering that they may not accept my advice because they don't expect me to know in scholars, and are they still Muslims after this action or not? In fact, in regard to these, as you call them, fake, and I like that, fake scholars, these of Islam, because they know that they are liars, and they know that this is against the Aqidah of Islam. Those people whom you are talking about, they did because they are jahil. They are jahil, so we cannot know what they believe in regard to that. But we need to continue advising them in a nice way, Ikhwan. I'm serious with you in this. And in a nice way, very, very nicely. Because once you approach the people very harshly, people turn away. They don't accept. As Allah Ta'ala said to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is the best man ever known. So we have to approach people nicely and bring them the evidences from the Quran and Sunnah, and ask those fake scholars to give them the evidences from Quran and Sunnah, and see and tell them يعني these things you are doing, the causes of that were available at the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Sahaba. Were they possible to exist? If they say yes, then ask them, have you ever heard that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم or the companions did any of what you are doing today in order of protection from these evils? If they say no, then you tell them, isn't it sufficient for you what was sufficient for them? If they say yes, then say, خلاص, okay, leave this, abandon it, and go back to the field of the Sunnah. If they say no, then you tell them, you are wrong, and I'm afraid that Allah Ta'ala would never make anything sufficient for you. And that is very dangerous and very serious. Wallahu a'lam. But at the end, you need to know that guidance is in guidance belongs to Allah. He is the one, Subhanahu wa Taala, who can make people, guided or misguided. We cannot. We just show the way. And this up to Allah Taala. Wallahu a'lam. Right, and here inshallah we stop to see you again in the 10 o'clock class. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.